This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
That's right, it is. Good morning. Ryan Bonner here with you on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tilby is here as well, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, businessprosmarketing.com, or you can call him 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. So we just did a Christmas show a week ago, so we thought, why not stick around for another Sunday and do a New Year's Day special? And that's why we're here. We figure we'd bring people entertainment for the next hour, Paul, and information, because there's a whole year. It's 2017. First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ryan, and to all our listeners out there. Thanks for being loyal to the show. It's been a great run, a few months, and we're looking forward to more in 2017. So thank you all for being here. Hope you're having a great New Year's morning, whether you're sticking around having a coffee or going out for breakfast or just hanging out with friends. Whatever you're doing, thanks for joining us.
And if you're in the business world, maybe you're already looking at your 2017 plans. I mean, would any good business person, even with the days you get off, stat holidays, what have you, vacations you're taking with family, I'm guessing you're always still thinking about business, right? You're always still thinking about the next step forward.
Well, actually, New Year's Day for me for the past several years has always meant sitting down and actually writing out measurable goals. And we do that every year. We've done that for several years now. I can't even remember when we started. We've been doing it for so long. And then we take the top ones and we literally post them on the fridge. Where we can see them every day and we can sort of gauge how far we've come and how far we're, you know, how far off are we from achieving those goals. And it's something we've always done. And the funny part is, if you looked at those lists, say of the last 10 years, I guarantee you 90% of them would be ticked off. So we don't make resolutions, we make measurable goals.
So it's you could tie back to maybe somebody not in business, they'll make that resolution, well, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to hit the gym every day or every other day.
Well, what does that mean, though? What? If you think about it, it's like, I'm going to get in shape. What does that mean? How do you measure getting in shape?
What are the exact
Is there any numbers associated with that? Is there weight loss, weight gain, strength loss, strength gain? What is the actual goal? And did you put a limit on it? So what I wanted to do actually in this show, if you're willing and if our audience is willing, just kind of go through a little three-part strategy that I use to create results. And I think if you're sitting out there thinking, well, 2016 wasn't a banner year for me and my business or me and my career, what can I do differently in 2017? Because if you continue to do what you did in 2016, you're going to get the exact same result. So I think it's important to know what could I do differently that I haven't already done. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't know if that's going to work or not. Well, why not? Because if you look at your current results and you ask yourself, well, how's my system working? And you don't like what you see, then you need a new one.
And so I mean, should people dwell for very long on what happened in 2016? I guess everybody should learn from their mistakes, right? You should take what you've done wrong, what you think you've done wrong, and then kind of build upon that.
I think many people don't.
You think, you think
personally,
I
only think it's a mistake if you make it twice. But if you're making the same one over and over again, then you need a new rule book. You need a different set of guidelines. You need maybe some guidance from somebody who has paved the path before you. Maybe somebody who has already achieved what you want to achieve and ask them how to get it rather than trial and error. Because trial and error tends to be more error than anything else.
And do you, working with various businesses that you do work with and have worked with, working with now, is this the time of year, the start of a new year? Is that when you do have business people coming to you and saying, hey, Paul, I kind of had an epiphany. Things aren't working well, or they could be working better with my business. Can you help me out? Is this the time of year when you find that happens, or is...
Generally, it's the time of year where people think about renewal.
Yeah.
They think about... what haven't I done in my life that I want to do, be, or have that I haven't already done? And I think just generally, because it's that sort of leaving one year behind and heading into the new one, there's that sense of, for most people, they call it hope. I think if you change hope to will, it's going to be just a completely different outcome. So I hope I'm going to get in shape. Well, I will get in shape. I hope I'm going to earn more money in 2017. Well, I will earn more money. It's a very different way of looking at things. And personally, I think if you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at will start to change.
And let's just remind people, they want to go online, businessprosmarketing.com/gift. It's still up there. We'll call it like your super extended gift special. And it's a webinar that you had done recently, and it'll give them some pointers on how they can improve their business, right? So /gift is up there on the website.
It is a detailed account with examples of a lead capture and conversion system. And while you might not completely get that, essentially what it means is, how do people find their way to your website? What do you do to help them navigate when they get there? And quite frankly, putting up a menu is not a good plan. So if that's what you're doing, if that's the only thing they have is a menu, then that's not the approach that you need. And then as you guide them through the process, collect their customer data in exchange for some value so that you can earn some trust. So people can learn to trust you, and they buy from people they know, they like, and they trust.
So how about this? If all of those terms sound alien to you right now, there is right, you know, what you're doing wrong. You need to be doing those things in this day and age in 2017. It sounds weird to say that, but you do need to have all those features in place with your website, with your business approach, in order to be successful and make what we all, you know, chase after all the time, money. We'll talk more about that. And again, you'll share three pointers with us in moments.
When we get back, here's the top three pointers that I have for creating a different set of results in 2017.
Beautiful. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, online, businessprosmarketing.com, 416-444-7767. Back in a moment, the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640.
You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan here with you and with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. And you're thinking, why would I go to that website? It's the first day of 2017. This is the day that you begin the journey to creating a better business. Doesn't matter what line of work you're in. If you're selling fishing reel parts or you're running the dumpster bin company, doesn't matter. Business Pros will take your business and make it better, generate more leads for you. That's what Paul's done for numerous companies across the board. And something isn't working right with your company, Paul will endeavor to fix that problem that ails you. So, and we're going to cover off here three pointers for the new year, Paul. Three main hits.
Well, the pointer is for creating an outcome that you aspire to, something that you actually desire that you haven't done before. So the first rule is whatever you pick, it must be risky. If you've done it before, there's no point in doing it again. Unless it was like you had a great year in, say, 2006 and you haven't been able to duplicate that since then and you want to go back to the results you got in 2006. I think that's okay.
That would work.
But don't do the same things. Like, just go at it differently. But make sure it's absolutely risky. I would absolutely pick something that I'd never done before and lay that out. And second thing is, it must be measurable. So you can't just say, oh, I want to earn more money. Well, how do you measure that?
How do you do that? Yeah.
How do you measure I want to earn more? What does that mean? Here's $5. You just earn more money. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, put a number on it, right? And make it twice as big as you think is possible or appropriate.
So you need milestones and markers, basically.
You have to.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, I mean, first of all, as soon as you put your focus on something, here's one thing I've learned over the years. Whatever you focus on will expand into your life. If that's what you put your focus on, if you put your focus on television, more television will expand into your life.
That makes sense, yeah.
If you put your focus on, I don't know, becoming an Uber driver, more of that will expand into your life. Nothing wrong with that. It's a business. You make money on the side. That's cool. I use Uber all the time. But if you want to make it big, that will also expand in your life, because nothing ever big got created with small ideas. So if you're going to think anyway, you might as well think big.
Well, I think there are a lot of business people out there, Paul, who will, you know, I want to make more money, but I kind of like having just one or two clients every so often. So I'll just remain steady and even keel on that. You're never going to expand yourself.
You got one or two clients. That's not a business. That's self-employment. You're basically working for those clients. I personally like working on my business rather than in it. Actually, when I get through this, I'll tell you what my goal is for 2017.
Okay.
Because it's extremely measurable and extremely big. And I guarantee you that if I don't hit that mark, it'll be very close to it. And in most cases, like I said, if I look back over the last 10 years, those measurable results, I guarantee you 90% of them will be complete. Now, some people would say, well, you only got 90% of the way there, you failed. Well, yeah, that's 90% further than what I would have gotten if I'd picked a small idea, right? People set the bar low because they don't want to be disappointed. Personally, I embrace disappointment. It's like, it's only, for me, it's only a mistake if you make it twice.
Well, but it's funny how you know, you say you have to risk a lot to in order to gain a lot. People just hate risking. People hate doing that.
If you resist change, then you're not going to, there's no change. So good luck with that. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong. There's no such thing here as right or wrong. The question is, what do you want? What do you absolutely want? If you want things to stay the same, guess what?
They will stay
the same. They will stay exactly the same. And so, you'll complain a lot and you'll, you know.
Maybe blame others.
Maybe blame some other people and maybe blame yourself and then maybe justify it and say, well, everybody else is in the same boat as me, so that's cool.
So,
and,
yeah,
and the weather was bad and, you know, whatever. I personally think excuses, I mean, we could have an excuse-a-thon all day. We could spend the whole day doing an excuse-a-thon.
Get a tote board up there.
But
yeah,
I guarantee you that will never get better results.
Well, it's funny. It's amazing how much people will procrastinate with everything in their lives. You know, from getting together with a friend for coffee to setting some actual achievable goals for their business, they'll push it forward and forward, ahead and ahead.
So here's one that's going to make sense. The third thing in this is very important because for most businesses, I'm pretty sure that you've got some type of performance review, some type of quarterly review, right? What are the results that we're heading for in our first quarter? And we're going to have to look back and measure those and see how far we got. If that's the case, that's what's called a limitation. So you put a time limit on it. So first is make it risky. Second is make it measurable. And third, put a time limit on it. So you can look back at that time and go, well, how far did I get? If you only got 50% of the way there, I guarantee you that's 50% more of the way there than if you had said, well, I resist change. So to me, that makes a whole lot of sense. So here's my goal for 2017. Because for the last couple of years, I've taken time out to build the digital agency. As a matter of fact, we hired 2 people yesterday. That's how fast it's growing and the amount of work that's come across our plates because we do things differently than every other digital marketing agency in the history of mankind. Not that digital marketing's been around for that long, but we do it absolutely different than all of them. We sit the clients down in front of us for 2 or 3 days and we work together and we build the project on the spot. We don't take 6 months or a year or whatever. We just build it right in front of them so that we're all in agreement about what the goals and the outcomes are.
Well, I will say I was talking a couple of weeks ago on the show here with Jim from happen.ca.
Right.
And he was saying the exact same thing. It's you know, a day or two and you sit down and that you map everything out right then and there.
Yeah, he went through that day. He went through that day and he honestly couldn't believe how much we accomplished in a single day. About like actual building and actual implementation and the Infusionsoft backend and the automation and all of that.
But he said there's
so
nobody else doing it.
I didn't get a chance to tell you my goal, and I'll do it after the break.
Sure.
Because people are going to be like, well, I wonder what Paul's goal will be for 2017.
And we also have a theme for this show. It'll be 3 words here: current, fresh, and relevant.
Absolutely.
Themes for 2017 for your business.
Yeah.
And on the Business Pros Radio Hour, we're talking about your business, but also if you work for a small business, you're an employee, and you don't want to confront your boss and say, hey, boss, things really aren't working right with our business. But it might not hurt to suggest, hey, I heard this on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Send them Paul's website, businessprosmarketing.com, and perhaps improve upon the product that already exists. Doesn't hurt, right?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it. 2017, that's one of our new plans here. And our plan is to come back in a moment. BusinessProsMarketing.com, 416-444-7767. It's Talk Radio, AM 640.
Now, back to the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Paul Tobey is here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Go to the website, businessprosmarketing.com/gift. That's G-I-F-T. And on that website it's about a $300 value. It's the Inside Advantage video recording and webinar that Paul has done recently. It can help you, I guess, generate more business for your business here in the first day of 2017. And that's what we're talking about this hour. remaining current, fresh, and relevant. Those are your three key words for this year as we begin 2017 with a fresh look at your business. And we've been talking about things you should do, goals you should set. The goal should be risky. You should be able to measure them, and you should review them, Paul, with those three things in mind. You have a personal goal. Mm-hmm. What's that?
So I'm heading back out into mostly the United States, but some places in Canada, mm-hmm. and just doing quite a bit of traveling. My goal is to speak to, in person, 50,000 people before the end of the year. Speak to them about maybe some things they may not be familiar with, some business strategies. But basically, as a speaker, I do this a lot, and I haven't been really out there for the last couple of years building the agency. And so that's my goal. So if I get to, by the way, if I get like 49,998, I failed.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So you have to be right on that or obviously right. beyond counts.
So I have something that I've picked that I absolutely don't want to do that I will have to do if I come up short.
What's that?
I'm not going to share that.
Okay.
But that, you know, that's a strategy that I learned from Brian Klemmer many years ago. He said, hey, you know, if you really want to be deeply committed, put yourself at risk if you don't reach your number. Whatever that number is, whatever it's tied to, if you don't reach it, put yourself at risk. And if you don't get it, because if you do that thing you don't want to do, the next time you set a goal, you're gonna achieve it, right? Because there's just, you don't want to do that thing you don't want to do.
Well, basically, so you want to network more is basically one way of looking at this. Talking to 50,000 people in a way is networking. I mean,
it's networking, but as a speaker, there's a built-in layer of thought leadership. There's a built-in layer of sharing your books with people. I've written a couple of books that people will buy. And it's basically, I had a mentor once, he said this. He said, if you learn something that you can prove, you have a duty and a responsibility to share it with other people, even if they're not willing to invest in it. So that's my goal. I go out and I share things that they may not be familiar with, and I tie them to experience. And I share that information so that it can help them navigate what they're up against.
But it's interesting. So you want to get out there, share your thoughts and ideas with everybody, thousands of people, 50,000 to be specific. I think there are plenty of businesses out there that won't do anything remotely that close. I mean, in my mind, you should as a business want to get yourself out there, let people know you exist. But so many of them, they'll throw up a website or they'll start a Twitter or a Facebook account. And then that's it. They won't really do anything with them. They'll just kind of justify, well, they're there, they exist. People will come and they'll find me if they really want to find me. Well, that's just not good enough.
Well, there's more ways than one to market a website. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for free traffic, that's only one way. If there's paid traffic and there's social media and there's offline advertising and there's many things you can do to drive traffic. Imagine the amount of traffic I can drive to my website if in front of 50,000 people, I share with them a landing page that has a gift for them, just like we share with this audience.
Yes.
Like businessprosmarketing.com/gift. It's, to me, we put a value of $300 on it, but personally, I think it's $300,000 because that could really make the difference for you in 2017 because it's real world examples of digital marketing at its, what I think, at its best. Actual clients who get these results based on this set of strategies. And I don't beat around the bush. I just mm-hmm. say, this is what we did. Here's the step-by-step methodology behind it. And here's the result. And you cannot disbelieve what your eyes are telling you. If you do that, then that's just crazy. I mean, it's recorded in real time. I show people actual results in the back end. Numbers, right?
And these are things that people... They just don't have the knowledge of. They don't understand
partially
some aspects. Partially, I mean, some,
partially. They,
yeah,
I mean, they
no
have
others,
they or... have knowledge of certain things. But if you're relying on knowledge that you've learned from family, you know, well-meaning family and friends, that's not always the right answer. That's not always the most appropriate thing. If you're first of all, if you're taking business advice from somebody in the same tax bracket, you're going to move sideways instead of up.
We'll get some more tips from you, Paul, here. It's Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can give him a call, too, 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. And that gift he was just mentioning, the webinar, businessprosmarketing.com/GIFT. Business Pros Radio Hour is back in a moment here. Talk Radio, AM 640.
This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Toby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
And we're current and we're fresh and we are relevant here with the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Give him a call, 416-444-PROS, that's 7767, or online, businessprosmarketing.com. So I mentioned that, Paul, current, fresh, relevant. As a business owner, how does somebody remain on that leading edge of, you know, whatever marketing innovations come? In 2016, we're now day one of 2017. How does somebody remain at the forefront of anything that comes our way with marketing? Mm-hmm.
Well, my predictions for 2017 as a business owner would be to, from a digital marketing perspective. So First of all, digital marketing is a proven science.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not like taking out a $30,000 ad in the Toronto Star and you get one kick at the can and maybe it'll work and maybe it won't. You don't really know what happens. You might know how much you spend and how much you make. Digital marketing, you know the entire journey.
So you see it all.
It's completely 100% science. And if it hasn't worked for you, that's because you've got the wrong science operators at the helm. You've got people who are not experienced enough to understand what that journey is. So let's just start with that.
Sure.
It's absolutely proven and it's not going to stop. The internet is not a fad. It is here at least for the foreseeable future. It's morphing. It's getting more sophisticated. So my predictions for 2017 and the things that you want to focus on would be, number one, the lead to customer purchase journey is becoming incredibly sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
People need more information than ever before. They just can't seem to make a decision on anything. Helping them make that decision based on trigger points, touch points, and data mining is the most effective thing that you could do as a business. It's already sophisticated. It's going to be more sophisticated by the end of 2017.
So you want to kind of get on top of that before it becomes so much more sophisticated than you can personally handle as a business owner.
So for example, I'm on the partner advisory committee for a company called Infusionsoft, which is a completely highly sophisticated, science-driven, how do we take that lead and walk them through nurture, track their movements, see what data they consumed, and we track. It's called data mining. So what did they do? What didn't they do? And how do we make better decisions based on that? I'm on the committee that advises that company on how to get better at it. So it's not going to stay the same. It's going to get more sophisticated because as we track customer journeys, we get smarter about how to not necessarily manipulate, but help them make a decision. Convince them that this is the right decision to make for you at this time. Because people don't buy when you're ready to sell. They buy when they're ready. How do you move them a little closer to that buying readiness than they anticipated? If you can do that, it's always first to... It's not necessarily the best company that gets the gig. It's the one who's first to bat. One who gets up there and has a better communication, a better journey for the client.
So if I run a business and I do a lot of business through the website, and my approach is, well, I wait for somebody to find me, then they shoot me an email, and then I respond to them and try to get through them that way. If that's solely how you're running your operation, it may not be the best, most engaging way to do it.
If you're running your sales funnel with sticky notes and spreadsheets, you're 20 years behind.
Yeah.
It's far more sophisticated than that. I mean, my company's currently dealing with 20 to 30 leads a day. We don't have staff to deal with that. We don't have people. I mean, we have staff to deal with it, but not that many. If it was a manual process, there's no way we could ever take care of that. There's just no way. So how do you handle all 20 a day? How do you do that? You've got to have innovative and proven sciences behind it, because they're going to fall through the cracks, and that's it. And that's what happens when you try to do it manually. People just fall through the cracks. Number two, second biggest prediction for 2017, smart tone or smart audio technology is going to make its way more than it currently is into the marketplace.
So what is smart tone?
So what does that mean? So as you're listening to this radio show, and we're not actually doing this right now, but I'm telling you that we could. It's already here. I could play an inaudible audio tone right now.
We wouldn't know. People listening would not know.
You wouldn't hear. You just hear us talking. You wouldn't hear this inaudible
audio
tone.
It's like a dog whistle range sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And basically what it'll do is if your cell phone's on, you're going to see an ad. Based on that tone.
With the information in there.
It's going to display an ad on your mobile phone. You'll hear, you know, your phone will beep or buzz or whatever, and you'll pick it up and you go, ooh, it's 10% off for the next 20 minutes in the concession stand at the next Blue Jays game. So if we were at a Blue Jays game, they could play it over the, you know, as the guy does the announcements and stuff,
the 50-50
draw, next up to bat or whatever, 50-50 draw, they could play this audio tone and they could literally put anything on there they wanted. And basically it would be a time-sensitive offer.
Which is a mind-blowing concept if you think about it.
It's mind-blowing. We're currently working with a company right now who is the leader in cheerleading competitions in Canada and soon to be North America. So they get 8,000 competitors at their national event. Jeez. And all their parents. So it's like 30,000 people in an auditorium at one time. They're already on this because
really?
They know. Yeah, they're already on this because they know that if they play an audio signal and they say, you've got 20 minutes to get to this concession stand to buy your kid a bow for her head at 50% off because we've only got 20 of the, or 200 of them left, there's going to be a lineup around the block for that because that it's in the moment. If you're walking by a store and the store is playing music, if you're in a restaurant and the restaurant is playing music, it's going to be on your phone. It's like, order dessert right now. Get your waitress over here right now because your dessert's going to be 50% off if you get her into your table in the next, if you make your order in the next month.
But see, these are, if you're operating a business, you have to worry about your business first and foremost. You don't have time to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but you just...
Right. So, by the way, it's already here.
Skills.
It's already here.
It's already here.
If you haven't noticed it, it's already here. It's just going to make its way more in 2017. And if you're as a business, great place to be.
Well, it's already day one of 2017. Our mind's already blown. We'll try to do more of that when we come back here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. If you want to get in touch with Paul Tobey here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 416-444-7767 or businessprosmarketing.com. Hold on here on New Year's Day, Talk Radio, AM 640.
You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Welcome back. It's the New Year's Day edition of the Business Pros Radio Hour. Happy 2017. Ryan here with you, as is Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. Fresh, current, relevant. I want you to set that an alarm on your phone to go off every hour for the next couple of days at least, reminding you to be that in your business venture. And, you know, speaking of, you know, alarm maybe on your smartphone, Paul, we're talking about trends for 2017, and you say it's going to be a big one, kind of weaving your smartphone, internet, website, TV, radio, everything will be woven together. And that's kind of the future of marketing.
And being a good, you know, sort of promoter of the Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to everyone. Let's do a quick review. So the first thing was the lead to a consumer purchase or customer mm-hmm. purchase, whether that's a business or a customer, is becoming incredibly sophisticated. So data mining is super, super important
key
for 2017.
Yeah.
Number two, smart tone audio is going to make a bigger appearance. That's the inaudible tone that you would hear that makes an action on your mobile phone, like an ad or something that's time sensitive. The third thing is, if you haven't already noticed, mobile phones, everyone has one.
Yeah.
So, and it's not a mobile phone, it's a smartphone. Everybody's
that's
got
term.
Access to essentially the history of mankind. They're walking around with it in their pocket.
Nobody appreciates that either.
Well, it's huge. You may not know this, but 50... And the number's not exact because it could depend on country to country, but overall, the number of searches that are done on mobile versus desktop or laptop or tablets is more than 50%. So between 50 and 60% of all internet searches are now done on mobile phones.
So we have a direct way to get at people.
And funnily enough, Google is actually penalizing websites who do not have a mobile presence. So if your website is not responsive, by the way, your entire site, shrinking the entire website down to the size of a mobile phone.
Does not work.
It's not responsive. Does that make sense? It's not readable. You have to zoom in on things to read them.
But it's very easy to do and very quick.
Yeah,
it doesn't take much skill, right?
But Google thinks that's bad. It's not a good user experience. So they're going to actually penalize, and they're already doing this, by the
really?
Way. They're penalizing you in search results if you don't have a mobile site.
But do people know that? I don't...
Well, we just told them.
Yeah, well, now you know. Now you're aware of that. But people trying to do something, you know, do AdWords on their own may not have that idea at all or that knowledge.
We've worked with several companies that didn't have... their websites were built 5 to 10 years ago. They're not mobile responsive.
Almost, not fresh, current, relevant.
Well, there's other things to user experience than just mobile. But we've noticed in every single case, not, and I'm talking about all websites that we've retooled in that we changed that didn't have a mobile version now do, which is basically the same website. It just makes it, you know, look better on mobile. It's 100% responsive. It had an immediate impact on their search results.
Really?
Immediate. Like days.
So they were re-ranked higher. They were being noticed.
Absolutely.
Finally.
For the keyword phrases that we picked and researched, they all ranked higher within days.
Is it hard? I mean, is it hard to recreate these sites for mobile? Is it? I think some people think it's one of those, again, procrastination. It's something you don't want to do.
It's hard people for that, many you know, people that aren't us.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one way
I mean, to put it. I mean, I'm not saying that to impress people. I'm saying that to impress upon it. We do things very quickly. We'll rebuild your entire digital marketing presence and data mining, and if you need audio tones, what, in a couple of days. We don't take 6 months or a year, and we don't procrastinate on anything. We get it done. And we do it with you in front of us so there's no mistakes. So there's a communication that says, hey, this is what I want. This is what you're going to get. These are the results we're going to measure it by. Here's the key performance indicators that we're going to pay attention to. Let's launch.
And that's the other approach, which is, okay, well, here are the goals for the next few weeks. We're going to kind of slowly roll things out and slowly do this. I mean,
you can have a soft launch. There's nothing wrong with a soft launch. You might want to get your website online and test it before you kind of tell a lot of people. For example, if you're running an ad campaign that's offline and you're spending a lot of money, but essentially. So mobile.
That's
say that 20 times fast. Mobile.
Smartphone.
That's easier, right? Smartphone. Do it. Because if you're not doing it, I'm going to tell you right now, 2017 is not going to be as good as it could be if you truly understand what mobile marketing was all about.
That's what we're talking about here. Getting it done with somebody who knows what they're doing. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. I'm looking at the screen right now. businessprosmarketing.com/gift. That's G-I-F-T. A free webinar. It's at least a $300 value. Paul's adding a couple zeros to that, which I think is fair.
Yeah, because if you implement it, you could get a $300,000 result. Because I've got lots of companies that have done the same work. I actually share them in the video. And they've gotten millions of dollars of results.
So check it out. businessprosmarketing.com/gift. We're back in a moment here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour New Year's Day edition. Talk Radio, AM 640.
You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour. If you're not thinking as a business owner, fresh, current, and relevant, well, then why are you in business? You should be striving for that every day, and we're discussing that here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. We're talking digital marketing here, Paul. And yeah, fresh, current, relevant. Those should be the first things you think of when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, here's what I believe they mean. Fresh means what is the face of your company as you move into 2017? And if you continue to put the same face to the world, you're going to get the same result. Mm-hmm. So put a fresh face on it. And that could be a shift in website vision. It could be rebranding, whatever it is. You got to do something different or things are going to keep getting... You're not going to stand out. Yeah, exactly. So it's about being different. So fresh means standing out, being different, letting people know, more people know that you're on it. You're on whatever it is you do for people that you're going to help. And, you know... Putting a fresh face on that is, I think, a lot of that has to do with digital marketing. So that's what fresh means. Current means you've got to learn something that you don't know in 2017 that has been done by somebody else who's paved the path before you, and they have the experience that you just don't have yet. So being current means you've got to be up on what's current in the marketplace, what's going to work, and you've got to take that advice from somebody else. If you just think it up out of your head and you say, oh, this is a good idea, people have good ideas all the time. Uh-huh. Quite frankly, to me, it's only a good idea if it's been proven before. If you're doing something completely new, look back in history, I guarantee you it's not new.
And if somebody's saying, well, you know, I don't need to learn anything new. I'm okay with what I know already
right now.
I guess you're not going to go.
Not necessarily my client.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to really grow, right? If you're not striving for new, fresh things.
The world would be a very weird place if everyone was successful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
That's true.
We wouldn't have anybody to do things that people don't like to do. No, our streets would never be fixed. Our electricity system would falter. I mean, basically, we need soldiers to do things that we're just not, you know, personally, as a business person, that's not my goal in life, but I'm grateful for them. And so if you don't want to change and you want to keep doing the same things, you want to keep earning the same salary, great. Wonderful.
Soldier.
Not necessarily my client and not the people that I hang out with and not the things that I do. So current means let's learn something new so that we can get a new measurable result. Finally, relevant means are you being, as you are perceived by your friends, family members, and colleagues, mostly colleagues, people in your circle of influence, are you growing that to the point of relevancy? So, for example, I talked a little bit earlier about speaking in front of 50,000 people this
year.
That's the goal for the year. And that number is very measurable. That I believe in my consciousness, that makes me more relevant because I'm actually out there sharing results and strategy with people who need that. And their perception of me is that I'm relevant. That's it. I personally suffer a little bit from significance. I like to make things big, right? Some people
That's
need
not a bad thing.
Some people need love. Some people need a lot of work. Some people need, I don't know, free time. I personally suffer from significance. And so to me, significance and relevance are kind of hand in hand. So the bigger the things that I bite off and chew, that makes the perception of me more relevant in the marketplace.
As we close at the show here, Paul, first day of 2017, for any business owner, somebody working in a small business who's hesitant about taking a, I hate to say a leap because it sounds like it won't amount to, but kind of moving into a new approach to digital marketing, what would you like to say to them? They're kind of holding back. They're not sure.
Call me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call me. Call somebody in my company because we'll have a very different conversation than you're used to. It's surprising, actually, the people that we talk to and that my staff talks to. It's surprising the reaction that we get. That really, that's what you can do, and that's how long it takes, and I can actually get the government to pay for that, and that's pretty cool, right? The government grant and everything that we get for our clients. I mean that alone kind of gives us an inside advantage over our competitors because there's no other digital marketing agency in Canada that can do that.
Really even bring that's the goal for the next show. Our New Year's resolution 2017 is to mention that grant more often.
Yeah, get the government to pay for it. That would be cool, right? And that's true. In Ontario, it's like 83.3% of our bill.
Jeez. Well, if people want to find out more about that, businessprosmarketing.com, and we still have up there the webinar. It's a gift from you. It's like a New Year's gift. /GIFT.
/gift. I want to say one last thing.
Sure.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
To everybody. We will it into existence for you. That this will be the greatest year ever and that you will achieve every single big, measurable, risky, and time-sensitive goal that you've set forth for yourself. Into existence. If you need our help, we'll help you.
Fresh, current, and relevant. That's what you will get with businessprosmarketing.com, 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. Paul, we'll talk to you again, man. Paul Tobey, CEO, Business Pros Marketing here, Talk Radio, AM 640.